This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Mike Ryan just said to me, I have an unreal amount of sweat under my armpits right now.
He does.
Is it because you're scared, or you're scared of everything that's happening around here? Are you scared that I'm going to start with politics? What happens if I violate corporate policy today? Like, what ends up how does that end up working?
I don't know if this is just residual stuff from the Browns-Steelers game yesterday, or if all the emotions are getting to me, but yeah, it's waterworks under these pits, baby.
All right, so there it is. Mike Ryan's armpits are crying because it is our last day at ESPN. I think we should start in the most cliche sports talk way possible by doing a stat of the day. I think that we should do something... You're asking me. It's the short one, Mike. Well, because this is an emotional day for us, and of course, it's going to end up being the short stat of the day.
Well, it's just, you know, maybe.
What happened?
Maybe the long one, though. I've never done a long one.
Yeah, short one. We got a lot to pack in today.
I mean, if there's ever a time, but
what do you mean if there's ever a time? No, we've got a lot to. It's an emotional day for us here today. What do you mean? We can't just eat up show. That thing is too long. We can't play the long version of the stat of the day.
It's just on ESPN radio for 8 years. We've kept alluding to the fact that there's a longer version of the stat of the day. We always opt to play the shorter version, and you know, maybe you tie up loose ends. I'd like to hear the long version.
We got to play it. But we got to play the long version.
What's your favorite part? I never know. Let's go.
I mean, we got a lot to do, though.
You guys have to be kidding me. We got to get to weekend observations. We got to get to all our sponsors. We got to say goodbye to Christine Lisi, who is going to be happy today because of her Bills doing what they did to the Dolphins, but has also promised to be an Italian crier today. We do not have time. Are you guys joking? Like, people are expecting a fireworks show from us. They are expecting us to go out in a blaze of anarchy and glory. The number of texts I've gotten today, Dan, take the high road. All I keep getting, it's like it's trending on my phone. It's like high road.
Most of them from me.
Yes. And you guys are suggesting that today of all days we play the long stat of the day when for... how many years? All we've ever played, I think. Have we ever played the long stat of the day?
No.
Not even at the beginning? We've never played.
Don't do it. I was just joshing you guys.
I thought you were kidding. It's ridiculous.
I was just joking around. Don't do it.
You can't.
It's too long.
It's an emotional day.
Do it.
Really? The fired guy is going to really?
Yeah, let's do it.
What consequences are there for you? If you get in trouble, somebody will just rehire you.
You've started enough fires, Chris Cody.
That's about enough out of you.
Come on. Let's get crazy. Come on.
Seriously?
We just have a lot to get to on today's show, guys. It's a goodbye to an ESPN audience that grew to love and or hate us simultaneously.
It's a football Monday. I mean, this is crazy what you guys are suggesting.
We have like 8 of Rick Springfield's favorite colors to get to still.
That's true. Been on hold throughout the holidays.
Just waiting to get to, well, we got to do that. What else do we have to clean up today?
Well, it's Monday. That means it's weekend observations. Already, I think we've run out of time for it.
Funniest thing from the sports weekend is today, and we've got to say our goodbye. We also have to tell people where they can find us beginning tomorrow because these ESPN platforms matter. They're big. We go off all of the ESPN platforms today. We will be gone. We will be erased from the ESPN, from ESPN's history, from all things ESPN. We got to tell people where they can get us.
At 12:01 Eastern? Is that
well,
what happens?
Well, they're 4 o'clock is when everything just gets purged. Oh. Everything, like, I think I just sent Mike something with so many lawyer words in it, and I'm like, Mike, what's going to happen here? Are they just going to come in and just rush in and take all of the equipment out of here?
You remember that scene in E.T. when the government finds out that there's an extraterrestrial living in a house, and then all these people in suits, and they just airlock the entire home? I think that's what's supposed to happen at 4 o'clock today.
Okay, so we'll see if we can get on the air tomorrow. We are attempting to do this on our own. These Disney platforms are helpful. What are you laughing at, Mike? I can barely see you because you're almost drowning from the amount of tears pouring from your armpits.
Perhaps an oversight by us to try this on our own.
E.T. a bit overrated, no?
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Is E.T. a bit overrated? I think E.T. as a movie is too old to be referencing at this point, right? Like, for a young person to be referencing. Do you think there are a lot of people in our audience who don't even know what we're talking about when it comes to E.T.?
E.T. the Ride, by the way, oh, fantastic. Such a great escape from the sun on a hot summer day at the theme park. You're going to be in that fake forest. Spoiler alert, it's a fake forest. You know you're going to be in that fake forest for like half an hour just riding around on that bicycle in the air conditioner. I couldn't even tell you what it is that happens on that ride, but I know I'm going to get a little bit of AC. Also, I think contractually, and you can look this up, I think Spielberg has that ride there forever. Like, until the end of the world, that ride has to be there, and he makes like $30 million a year.
Oh, I've read so many phrases that are in perpetuity throughout the universe. I've read that so much recently.
I have to pay to go on that ride now, right?
Yeah, we do. Billy, you ever fight for that ET seat? There's one prime seat on that AT ride, the one that has the ET in front of you. You fight for that seat. I know you do.
I've never had that seat, but I do wonder how E.T. knows my name. I have to tell them my name. And the thing is that it kind of holds up the line. So sometimes they don't get my name. And I'm like, is he saying Guillermo? No, he's not saying Guillermo. He's just saying whatever mishmash of letters they put together. It's like going to Starbucks, right? It's like when you tell the barista at Starbucks, hey, this is my name. And they just make up whatever it is that they want your name to be. That's what happens at that E.T. line.
Billy, we don't have time for your yammering.
I'm sorry. I'll take it.
Real quick, Mike, tell people where they can find us real quick after today. ESPN Plus, we're going to be gone. ESPN app, we're going to be gone.
Yeah, we're all just going to gloss over the fact that Stugatz thinks Universal Studios is a Disney park anyways.
ESPN card, Mike.
Yeah, okay. So, look, I know a lot of new ears are probably listening to us, curious as to what Dan might do today, but you might be surprised to find out that we've already put in like a day's work. There's a local hour and a Big Suey, which is a digital-only exclusive hour, and you can find that on the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz feed, and we will continue to put shows out there this week on that very same feed, so go ahead and subscribe now. If there are older shows you want to get around to, if you want to make sure you keep today's show, because it's a little ambiguous as to when those shows might disappear from your phone, download those shows to your phone because they'll stay there.
If you're curious what Dan is going to say today, what he's going to say is the long version of the stat of the day is next!
Whoa! Yeah!
Dan Le Batard.
I'm not thin.
Stugatz.
You think I look fat in these shorts?
This is the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Goodyear hotline. How about that? New hotline.
Wait a minute. What? They got a new hotline on our last day? All right. We don't have a lot of room today. We've been getting squeezed for a while around here. I didn't think we'd ever have room. We've never have had room for the long version. The introduction of stat of the day, but I've got a good stat of the day today. Let's go.
Stat of the day, it is your stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day, it is your stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day, it is your stat of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day.
Let's go, Uncle Luke. Bloody Miami Bass in their face. Coming.
Hey, people. Listen up, players. Cut the bleep. It is time to go on a journey. I will take a flamethrower to this place.
Aye, puppy.
Is it just me? Or is it a little warm in here?
Get it.
Flaming doodle fire. So loud, so wrong. Flaming doodle fire. Flaming doodle fire.
Start the day.
To me again.
Poppy's coming.
Woo! So loud. Woo! Ha ha ha! So wrong. Woo! Ha 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 ha!
They can kiss my old Cuban ass.
Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day.
Yo, who did this and who did that? Lay up, way up before they block that. That boy hot, he on fire. I'm talking back to back and stats don't lie. You gotta have these skills, you can't fake this up. It's going in the record book, you can't make this up. Man down, time out, somebody break this up. Kick him out, double tap, show if he act up. Oh boy, my boy, it just got real. What you think this is? Oh, you gon' take this L for real.
Hey yo, Method Man, one time for you, yeah. It's the stat of the day. Yep, the stat of the day. This ain't a Stephen King novel, so don't get carried away. I borrowed the line from Poppy while I was passing the J. Man, what happened to Gase? It's the stat of the day. Yep, the stat of the day. Long as the numbers don't lie, that's all that matters today. Shout to Poppy, cause he probably was a Mac in his day. M.I.A., where Dolphin must have been the catch of the day.
Wingless chickens. In 1943, the Steelers and the Eagles lost so many players to service in World War II that the teams combined, and they called it the Steagles. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Stat of the day. I can't believe Dan thought Josh Allen would never be a good quarterback. Michael Phelps hit the longest golf putt ever made on camera at 159 feet. That's deep. The Harlem Globetrotters are originally from Chicago and known as the Savoy Big Five. And that ain't no jive. Joe Theismann's last name is actually pronounced Theismann, but a marketing guy at Notre Dame got him to change it to Theismann, so Theismann rhymes with Heisman. Theismann, Theismann. Joe came in second that year to Jim Plunkett. Man, that don't even rhyme. Who would have thunk it? Style of the day. Style of the day. Style of the day. Don't matter. Sacks are not a QB stat. Magnus effect. Draft capital. True shooting percentage. Pass-watch win rate. What's a Pythagorean expectation? Spin efficiency. Yak like Kittle. Nobody's got yak like Kittle, man. Kittle's got crazy yak. Regress to the mean. Regress to the mean.
Oh my God, look who is here, our original G. Hit them with something sexy, Kenny G.
Stat of the
I told you it was too long. Now we don't even have time to give a stat of the day. I told you it was too long. We don't have time for that today.
Nothing in life is free. Time for some ads.
The stat of the day is my favorite color is black.
Wow.
Oh. Wow. Amazing.
Is that one coming? Not a
yeah.
stat?
Yeah. Mm.
Mm. I thought it was your second favorite color.
Don Lebatard.
Stugatz is disgusting.
Stugatz.
Yep.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
All guests on the Dan Lebatard Show appear via the Goodyear Hotline, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven.
So Goodyear, yeah. Goodyear shows up after a bad year. Goodyear shows up and sponsors our hotline on our very last day at ESPN.
Still time for me to get free tires? I mean, how about that?
There is not free time. Oh. There is not time for anything around here today. Our time is done at ESPN in, I don't know, fewer than 90 minutes. A reminder again, we will continue to tell you because we keep getting the question, if we disappear from your ESPN app, ESPN Plus, there's a guy out there wearing, or the guy out there is holding up signs. We can't see it here in the studio because they've turned our televisions off. But I am told there is someone funny outside. If you still watch us on ESPN television, that is something that goes away today. So if you want our stuff, you need to get it wherever it is you download podcasts with your devices. Lebatard and Friends Network, the Dan Lebatard Show with Stugatz, going to tell you a few more times because this platform is a mighty one and we are jumping off a cliff at about noon Eastern. Now, this here is going to be bittersweet because this cruel woman, she must be very happy today because her parting gesture here for us at ESPN is to have the Bills knock the Dolphins out of the playoffs. They started Josh Allen at wide receiver so he wouldn't get the loss on his resume yesterday, and then they didn't lose. They scored 50 points, and Christine Lisi, this must be a bittersweet day for you. Let's give her the kazoos, please.
I was not sad about yesterday. And finally, fart is one of the oldest words in the English language. Speaking of a couple of old farts, yeah. Dan and Stu, yeah, back yeah, to you.
That's yeah, good work you're doing, you. Christine.
Excellent,
Christine,
excellent,
that's
yeah.
important work you're doing, okay? I know you're going to miss, but look, Greenberg's not going to let you do that, Christine.
No, I know.
No.
Michael will not let me do that.
No. You should just take shots at us.
You should. Can you do that? Just leave us like a lingering smell in the bathroom on Greenberg's show. Just take shots at us during your updates for Mike Greenberg going forward. Thank you, Christine. We will check in with you a couple of more times today. Mike, are you okay back
there?
Did
they turn off the AC or something? It's bad over here.
There is nothing working around here. I mean, my garage cord, I have no access. Crazy.
Let me explain to you what is happening around here so that you guys understand, okay? We have... Is that Bob with the miner's helmet? He is holding the whole thing afloat. And Mike Ryan is saying, if this jump off the cliff does indeed succeed, Bob the engineer with the miner's helmet is going to be on the cover of Forbes in 2 years. But for right now, we have no idea whether we're going to be able to get on the air tomorrow. So I'm sitting here telling you to download all these devices and stuff, but I'm not totally sure that we're going to get to you tomorrow.
Why Forbes?
I'm missing like 3 keys to get in the joint.
I'm going to call listeners tomorrow personally and just do a private show.
On which phones?
You'll have to pay for mine. Cameo. How about that?
Stugatz starts on Cameo tomorrow. He plans on defeating Cameo. That is a greed that has no precedent. It opens the floodgates. Are you even going to wait until tomorrow? Are you going to try and sneak in? I mean, what are they going to do to you if you do it after we leave the air at noon?
High road, Dan. I am going to wait until midnight tonight, but I'll be up at midnight and at 12:01 a.m. I'll be sending out my first Cameo. It's all I got right now.
It's the only source of income in your arsenal right now?
Providing the funds clear, by the way, still waiting on a buyout. So Listen, I'm going to be patient.
Okay. Yes. The only way that Stu Gatz has to make money right now is cameo and fraud and theft. We've got a Stu Gatz 30 for 30 coming up here. We've got funniest thing from the sports weekend. We got weekend observations, all that. How are we going to do that?
I mean, that side of the day really didn't put us on the
I told you it was going to.
Don Lebatard.
I feel like I've been framed.
Stu Gatz. Dead giveaway. This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stu Gatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Time to see who got it done. It's brought to you by Granger for the first time in nearly 2 years, Dan. How about this? John Wall played in an NBA game. Wall had been away for 735 days due to surgeries to remove bone spurs in his left heel and repairing a torn Achilles tendon. He was traded from the Wizards with a first-round pick to the Rockets for Russell Westbrook. Then he made his debut on Thursday. In 37 minutes, Wall scored 22 points, 9 assists, grabbed 6 boards. In the Rockets' 122-119 win over the Kings, John Wall getting it done. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is always there to help. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by a branch.
Stu Gatz's weekend observations are coming. The final Stu Gatz weekend observations on ESPN Radio are coming in about 15 minutes. I got to thank some people for that long stat of the day. Tell me if I forget anybody. Kenny G, Trick Daddy, Luther Campbell, Mayday, Oigo, Eric Garcia. Who were the listeners that put something together for us in the middle of that?
Yeti, and we also had Method Man, who self-identified there.
You forgot your dad.
My dad was also in there, clearly on a Zoom from far away because we couldn't get the audio right. And that's with Disney resources. So we will see how this ends up going tomorrow. We will continue to tell you today. Forgive me for the redundancy, but a lot of people are asking because this is all very awkward because we're saying this emotional goodbye. And for many of you, we're just going to be here again tomorrow if Bob ends up on the cover of Forbes in 2 years. Bob with his miner's helmet, the engineer. But we plan on being here tomorrow and trying to give you a little something tomorrow. We will see if that happens. But so that you know, Lebatard and Friends Network, the podcast feed, the Dan Lebatard Show with Stu Gatz, South Beach Sessions, Mystery Crate, Stupidity. You need to get all of them on your devices because what's going to end up happening here is today we are going to be erased. Like, we are going to be gone. It's not just that we're not going to appear on anything on ESPN tomorrow. Everything we did today is going to evaporate like cotton candy at the end of today.
I've got no idea how long today's episodes are going to stay on your feed. So if you're subscribed, as soon as you get those notifications when they post, download those episodes directly to your phone so you can continue to listen to them.
I think my ESPN email address is no longer active.
I saw a guy lurking outside thinking about taking our tiles in here and a microphone. Yes, there are people lurking around here trying to take their stuff back. Thanks to Andrew Streeter as well, who helped with the song. The listener community, and I probably, you know, I'm going to try not to get any more emotional than I already did in the Big Suey, which you can download. It's the digital only hour. But the community around this show is unlike anything that has ever existed in sports radio. Jim Rome, a long time ago, would be the only thing that is close. But the creative community around this show who appreciates different and appreciates something that is sarcastic and mocking and fun and competes to be more clever than the next man or woman is a thing to behold because many of you produce the show with us and for us. You produce a lot of the funny around what it is that we're doing. And one of the reasons that we know we could leave as mighty a platform as ESPN, because there's not anything like ESPN anywhere in American sports. It doesn't exist. The fact that we know that we can leave that because we know the army that stands at attention at our back, saluting Stu Gatz, who's running the cameo, who's leading the entire army.
1201 tonight in High Road.
Over to Cameo. It is a deeply moving thing for us. It gives us permission to do this nonsense the way that we do it. And it has given us rewards to do this nonsense the way that we do it. And we know how you support it because of how loud and passionate you are. So I cannot articulate for you, even having worked with words for a living all my life. And all of this is built upon words. When ESPN was hiring writers all over the place because, man, Stu Gatz, if you know the history of this network, the Sports Century series was one of the early presidents of ESPN before he was the president of ESPN was discovering, hey, sports writers are good talking for free on television and documentaries. He parlays Sports Century, he parlays that into president of ESPN. And now, because Stephen A. Smith is the GOAT, I believe he's Stephen A. Smith's agent now. I think that's what happened there, if I'm not mistaken. But then you saw what blossomed from there in terms of 30 for 30s and the idea that sports writers talking on your television is something that, I don't know if it was the golden era of ESPN, because I imagine the 90s were probably, that's probably the golden era of ESPN was the 90s, but the 30 for 30s and the content creation within that, it was spawned by writers coming in here and doing journalistic work. And what I would say to you is, even having worked with words for a living all my life, I simply cannot articulate to you the amount of gratitude that I have for the people who listen to this show and support it with a fervor that has never been seen in sports radio, because it is crazy to me what it is that you allowed us to build, and ESPN helped. ESPN got us to you, but the stickiness when we arrived on your doorstep is something that emboldens us. It is something. I was hired here, Stu Gatz, specifically for a culture change.
Right.
Culture change. I was 8 or 9 fire starters were hired to see if they could move the big corporate mountain, and the audience that believes in this show allowed what you see now on NFL Live is allowed. That is allowed. And by the way, while we're at it, if Riddick, if he gets a job in the NFL,
right,
Mina Kimes needs to be considered for his position. Let's go, ESPN. Let's show some onions and hire Mina Kimes for a position right there on your Monday Night Football telecast, because she's as good as anyone that you have in the history of this network talking about football and combining personality with football.
No doubt, that'd be great. Or hire her to be your GM. I mean, one or the other.
Which job do you think Mina prefers? Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Which job would Mina Kimes rather have? General manager of a football team or analyst on Monday Night Football? So, Gatz, are you going to get emotional during your final weekend observations here?
No. I'm not. I'm just counting.
Just count the
seconds,
minutes till Cameo.
Minutes, hours, till 1201 High Road.
Do you know what a high road is? I'm not sure. You don't have any.
But I'm taking it.
All right. I don't think you are.